Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat for Monday, the 9th of November, 2020. Greetings to everyone in the live chat on YouTube, and you also might be viewing this on Periscope, Twitter. What's up? Give us a retweet on Facebook. Give us a little thumbs up, or possibly you are listening on delay on podcast, whether it's on the Patreon or this episode will be on all the feeds on iTunes or wherever. Also, so if you guys are listening to the podcast and you want to watch along with us, we've got some sweet things to check out, then click the little link in your podcast notes and it will open up the YouTube. Hey to everyone in the chat. Good to see Kieran Braxton Ledra, Michael Nip, David Lozano's in the Facebook chat, and he's let us know he's a top fan. I know those little top fan things on Facebook, so thank you for your interaction. Emily Lynn's even here. Sean Hoffman, how are you guys doing? It is Mando Monday. We've got so much to go through. Rumors of a Boba Fett series filming maybe now, an hour down the street from here. Not in an hour, but it's like an hour away from where I live. We'll go into that. And I'll close the show probably with Leslie Headland, who's developing a female-centric martial arts referencing Star Wars series. She just did an interview on the Let's Be Frank YouTube, interview show. It might be a podcast as well, but it's on YouTube as Fantastic Frankie. It's her show. So we'll be going into that, and I'm impressed. I'm impressed with Leslie. I was impressed with Russian Doll, her series on Netflix, and this interview. Whew, it is pretty good. But let's start off with a bit of Mando Monday stuff, some interesting tidbits from the episode, The Passenger. First up, I'm enjoying this tradition. Each week, we get a new character poster from a new character featured in that week's episode. And this week, it's Frog Mama's turn. Let's get her up here. There we go. There she is. Last week, it was Cobb Vanth. And, hey, I'm going to say the week that we get that Toro Calican one. To celebrate his return, oh, it's going to be quite a good thing. Quite a good thing. I got a few just tidbits that from my Twitter. Oh, make sure you check out our roundtable that we did on Saturday night with Mr. Sunday Movies, Riley Silverman, Laura Siracule, Les from the Sith List, Claire Stribling, Corey Van Dyke and Noah Van Outlaw. Man, we had a good time. So that is up on all the podcast feeds and YouTube. Now, this is huge. Let's see if I can find. I'll find it in a second. But someone commented on the YouTube page that we'd predicted that Baby Yoda Yoju, if you will, would eat the eggs. We thought they might have been, we thought they were Mon Cal eggs when we first saw them. But I've posted this up on the Twitter, a little clip, and this is from the Hyper Chat. Was it a Hyper Chat or was it a Page Wars? I think it was a Page Wars that we did with King Tom Chansky that's up on YouTube. And we joked about eggs getting eaten. Check this out. Oh wait, no sound. I know it's got no sound. All right. So good. I got it before everyone even got to complain. You guys, it didn't even get to you guys that I hadn't added the sound. And I picked it up already. I'm getting better. That's almost not a technical issue. Let's get to the share audio button. Very happy I picked up on that. Very happy indeed. All right. Let's go. This is heavy stuff. Stephen Folden in the super chat, he poses this question. Is it odd I want to see Yoju eat one of the Mon Calamari eggs for his tragic backstory? Last night I did think about, is Yoju going to crack a little Mon? Matt, you can actually, you know how he eats the frog?
Right.
Imagine, right, he just gets one of those eggs out and just like cracks it and just... And a little Mon Cal was like,
I was thinking he would take the egg and just pop it in, shell and all.
Oh, crunchy.
Crunchy.
Ah. How do you like your Mon Cal?
Fried.
Yeah.
With a little, so, you know, marinara on the side and some lemon.
Yeah.
A lot of lemon.
I cook mine trap style.
Very nice.
Sorry, everyone. So again, I'd like to doubly apologize for that pun. It's had, you know, I've seen a lot of negative sentiment about the egg eating, and I hope, as we chatted about on the roundtable, hope maybe there's some vindication. There's some vindication there. Let's go to, I know the rating from our panelists dropped down. I think it was 8.3 was the average for the season opener. This one went down to about 7.75 on the score. And I was interested to see that, let's go to application window here. Still in screen share. That, this week with the on Twitter, I like to put up a thumbs up, thumbs down type poll. And last week it was, I think 60% of people, it was thumbs massively up, and maybe it was like 25 thumbs up. And then under 10% was either thumbs in the middle or down. And this episode has seen a bit of a shift down in those ratings. I'm just going to clean up the screen here a little bit. That's better. What was your rating of The Mandalorian Chapter 10, The Passenger? 17.7 went massive thumbs up. 52.7 agreed with my choice of thumbs up, 25% thumbs in the middle, and 4% thumbs down. So from a 10% thumbs in the middle, thumbs down last episode, it has gone up to a 30%. So that is fine. I feel like people will appreciate this episode in the scope of the whole season and the whole series. And as Sam Carey very astutely prophesizes, the thumbs down is just Corey with different accounts. Could well be. Could well be. What have we else we got? Oh, let's talk about this deadline. Where's my little banners and stuff at? Is Boba Fett filming right now? Let's go to...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
their deal over here. You can see a target ad. There you go. Deadline. There's one on Saunders. A little target ad for you. Hey, enjoy that. I don't think anyone can click it through the screen, but it's there. Target, everyone. Target. Oh, if you're listening to the podcast, there was a target ad on the Deadline page I just pulled up on the screen. Sorry. Very confusing. So this does have a an update to it, which we'll get to at the end. But season 3 of The Mandalorian was recently listed in Production Weekly with the working title Buccaneer, sparking a guessing game amongst fans what that moniker may entail. Are you guys doing this? Are you having a is this sparked a guessing game in your fandom? One of the Star Wars films' names was Trixie. It didn't really didn't tell me much. It was tricky though. It was tricky. Per usual, Lucasfilm Disney Plus are keeping mum on the details about the new season, including casting. Sophie Thatcher from When the Streetlights Go On and Chicago Med has been rumored to be joining the Mandalorian franchise. Blah blah blah. In February, then-CEO Bob Iger hinted the company's plans to expand the Mandalorian franchise with spin-off series teasing the possibility of infusing the Mothership series with more characters and taking those characters in their own direction in terms of series. So this is the dream, to expand the Mandoverse like this. But this is all old news. But here's where it gets interesting. There is speculation that such series is in the works and about to start filming. This was last week. Though it is unclear, I think it was on Friday, hence why we haven't talked about it yet. Though it is unclear what Mandalorian character would be spun off and whether Boba Fett, Tamara Morrison, is one of them. A recent online report pointed to a potential offshoot featuring Cara Dune, played by Gina Carano, and the Star Wars Rebel character Bo-Katan, played by Katie Sackhoff, who's rumored to appear in Mandalorian second season. Such a project. So this is cool. They link to Corey and Noah's video about the offshoot, which is very, very exciting. You know, Deadline, big, you know, media website that's doing that. But in linking to them, they then say, such a project does not appear to be real, at least for now. Which, guys, you got to say, is a...
Okay.
That's a vibe check.
That is a major vibe check.
I'm majorly checked right now.
We only roast the ones we love. Adding to the confusion is the fact that Disney Plus is developing a female-centric Star Wars series written and showrun by Leslie Headland, who we'll talk about in a little bit, believed to be a female-driven action thriller with martial arts elements set in an alternate timeline from the usual Star Wars universe. Now, this is the thing with Deadline. Quite often they get their wording. It's very, that Target ad's back, Deadline. So I'm going to criticize you a little bit, but Target, everyone, there is a Target advertisement. So shop at Target. Tell them Deadline sent you when you're going through the checkout. Sometimes Deadline's phrasing is a bit clumsy because elements set in an alternate timeline from the usual Star Wars movies. As we'll go into this interview with her later on, Leslie, it is like it's just going to be in a different space of, a different part of the timeline, perhaps, or a different part of the galaxy, because she goes deep into how much studying on the lore that she's been doing and all that sort of stuff. She's got the Star Wars atlases there for reference, so she knows what planets are near each other for her scripting. So it's just set in a different time than the usual Star Wars universe. So no, it's not going to be a what if future sort of thing. And then they add, updated, Disney Plus' signature original series, The Mandalorian, just returned for its second season. Oh, come on. This is all jibber. The confusion stems Okay, I'll just go with all this. While not officially greenlit, a third season of the hit Star Wars series has began in pre-production for months, with creator, director, and executive producer Jon Favreau publicly stating that he hoped to start filming by the end of 2020. That may be the case, with some sources indicating the production would be starting as soon as next week, while others point to spring or even fall 2021. So there's, you know, it seems like there is production starting down there on the Mandalorian set. Is it for Mandalorian season 3, or is it for a secret Boba Fett spin-off? The confusion stems from the level of secrecy in the Lucasfilm camp. It's all your fault, Lucasfilm, not telling us stuff. But persistent chatter could explain the discrepancy that another Mandalorian-related spin-off project, I hear possibly a Boba Fett miniseries, would film first before Mandalorian season 3, starting next week or later this month, with the Mandalorian season 3 production coming after that. It's very interesting. It is odd that, you know, if they are filming, that they're filming and they haven't announced that they're making the show. That might, you know, maybe just a theory to, if it is true, maybe they're filming it, but they don't want to like talk about Boba Fett right now, because they haven't really, there's no official anything that who Tamira Morrison was in The Mandalorian. So maybe they've started filming, but they don't want to announce it's a, you know, they've got this series and it's Boba Fett. Or if they announce the series has started filming, then people would find out it's Boba Fett, because they want to keep it hush about what Boba Fett is doing. Or is this Mandalorian season 3? It could be. There you go. Let's check the chat. Oh, there is so many comments now. David Lozano says Deadline, he thinks, announced the Kenobi series. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Kieran Dodwell is vibe checked. Hawes will go nuts if that happens. Yes, I agree that, Sam. Sam also says the whole alternate timeline thing has been passed around so much it's getting annoying. Yeah, even in, like, we'll go through the interview that she did, and like I've seen like more widespread pop culture, comic book, you know, film reporters sort of take her words and twist them into ways that I don't think they should be. What else have we got? Oh, while we're here, let's do it. Just a quick chat about that algorithm. Click all the buttons. Click the like if you're on YouTube. Click subscribe, Facebook, all that good stuff. Get that going. And also, if you wanted to support the podcast, the YouTube channel, whatever it is to you, and also get bonus content. This, all the audio for we do daily hyper chats covering all the Star Wars news Monday to Thursday. And if you're a Patreon on the $3 tier or up, you get all that in audio form. So if you can't watch it on YouTube and you just want to hear what we're talking about like a normal podcast, you get all that, as well as all our, we've got over 600 episodes, all our past interviews ad free. We've got bonus shows like Star Wars U by Podcast, Page Wars, the Robo Report, that we delve into different parts of the Star Wars universe. And I've got some sweet deals going on right now. If you want to join the Content Club, that's $3 a month and you get a feed with all the exclusive content. Or for $5 on the first month that the $5 is paid, you get all that content and a sticker pack. We do all these stickers for Steel Wars. There's Have You Seen Him, the Your Snoke Theory Sucked, Yub Nub, The Force, Ignite the Green, the Porg. You'll get a big bunch of them, which is normally like a $10 sticker pack, and get all the content. Or for $10 for the first month, you get all the content, you get stickers and a T-shirt of your choice as part of the $10 from merchostore.com. So a sweet bit of plugs there. I got to tell you, doing all that is a trip to the dentist. So if you're just like, why has he got to do the plugs? I hate the plugs. I'm hearing you. But let me tell you about my son and his food needs. All right? Let's end it there. Let's see what the chat thinks about the sizzle. Matthew Mole says, Patreon is worth it. Access all areas. Thanks, buddy. One Marvel fan says, may the algorithm be with you, Steel, always. It's never with me. It's actually going not bad with the Saturday night hyper chats. They've been doing good. I think we got a big Mr. Sunday Movies boost this week. So it was good to see them up there. And Leidra says, love your choice of image for the $10 level. All right. Well, if you want to see that, go to patreon.com/steelwars. Is Hawes here? Ah, he is there. Hey, Hawes is in the chat. Sam just gave me a serious vibe check. Jesus, that's no good. All right, so let's go to this really cool interview with Leslie Headland, who, as we talked about in the Deadline story, is doing a rumored female-centric martial arts-inspired Star Wars show for Disney Plus. This is all from the YouTube channel Fantastic Frankie, and it's about 45 minutes, the interview, and it's really good. So I'm going to play a few little talking points here, but if you want to check out the full interview, and I suggest you do, it's at Fantastic Frankie. And amazingly, it's sort of not that for how good an interviewer this is. I hope the views pick up because she did an amazing job with this interview, getting a few interesting things. She was behind Netflix, The Russian Doll, and that is a very intricate time travel story. And in this first clip, she talks about that and how it sort of will work into her Star Wars work. So let's go to this.
And I'm like, yes, we're great.
God, I hope you can hear the sound.
That being said... Which project are you the most proud of?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I would say of Russian Doll, but not just because it got, like, the most positive feedback. I think that it's mostly because it was such a long, difficult process. And for lack of a better term, the world building of that show was so difficult, meaning, you know, when you're dealing with time travel,
right.
You know, you are very tempted over and over again to kind of be like, that doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, but really we had, you know, we had a whole room that was just full of index cards that had each loop that she existed in. And each loop had it was like, this way, I'm over here, you can't see me. So this way, this way was like which loop she was in, and this way was what time of night it was. So, you know, we were making these graphs and grids to really be clear about, like, well, if she's going to do this at 9 p.m. on Sunday night, we have to know that at that same time, we've already established that these things are happening, and so on and so forth. So it was, we had like a I don't know what to call it, but the time loop room where we just like sat there and like looked at everything and was trying, you know, we're breaking the story all out of order and then putting it back in order and then reordering it. And it was, I think that's why I'm the most proud of it, because it seemed to resonate with people on an emotional level, which was always my goal.
Now, to have someone that organized writing a Star Wars series. Ah, that's that fills me with joy. Someone said it was faint, but that's as loud as I can get it. So sorry about that. This next clip, which is super, super sweet, is about what her dream project would be.
Thank you.
Any previous project. So what would you say is your dream project?
Oh, I mean, it's going to sound so cheesy and... like the internet's gonna roast me. It's like, this is my dream. Working for Lucasfilm, working on Star Wars IP is my dream project. Like that is 100%. This is all I want to do. I mean, it's they have to, like, I would say on these phone, like whenever I have creative phone calls about it with my team or with the team at Lucas, like I have to kind of almost put a timer on the amount of time I'm talking because I will just talk for so long.
This will be helpful like, with podcasts, you know, as well.
The tiniest piece of origin story or like, you know, a particular geographical location. Like I will just go on and I'll look up and I'll be like, I've been talking, you know, 3 minutes straight or like 5 minutes straight about this. I have to stop talking. Like, you know, I've never been so, happy, but also challenged. That's the other thing, is like, I think that sometimes when people think dream project, they think maybe something cushy or something, you know, I see this as a massive challenge to take on and a very serious one and have an immense amount of respect for the world that George builds and that has like, but also canon, you know, like everything that's going, do you know what I mean? Like everything. Yeah.
Return of the Jedi,
just in that. And canon, like all of that stuff, it's all, I don't know, there's a lot of stuff there, and so not to, you know, to take any of that kind of like lightly and like, hey, I'm gonna bring my thing into the, you know what I mean, I think would be a mistake. It feels like I have I'm joining almost a religion.
No, you are. You know what I mean? Like married by Jedis.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's funny. It's like I was using that as an.
Now, she makes an analogy about The Last Jedi here that is just, oh my god, spot on.
Analogy. It's kind of like with the Disney acquisition of Lucasfilm. You know, in when was that? Like 2011? I don't remember exactly when it was, but with that acquisition, it was, you know, kind of where the Catholic Church was in like 1400, you know, it's like, you've got Rian Johnson, like as Martin Luther, like posting stuff to the, you know, to the front of the church and everyone's like, no. And the other half is like, yes, you know, like, it's just like, I think that you can't
perfect
enter this world without a, having like a very strong point of view, but also having an enormous amount of reverence for what, like, as if you were stepping into a cathedral, if you were stepping into Notre Dame, you know, you have to have an enormous amount of imagination. You have to have your own point of view. You have to know what these ethos means to you, but you also can't pretend you're not standing in Notre Dame.
Right.
Like, you have to be like, this is it.
Yeah.
So, oh, what do you got? The chat is pretty happy. David Gorenzo says, I am 1,000 more on board with Leslie Headland. You got to check the Russian Doll with, what's her name? Natasha. What is her surname? Amazing actress. It's sort of from American Pie. She was sort of the very quick tongued character. Natasha, no, I got to say Natasha Lazario, but that's a comedian who's actually very good. But yeah, Russian Doll, check it out on Netflix. It is super, super good. Natasha Lyonne, thank you, Billy Davis. Thank you, David Lozano. I appreciate that. Now everyone's chiming in. All right, fair enough. I know it now. Stop commenting. And Sam Carey is going to watch Russian Doll after seeing this interview. Well, you can thank me later for that, Netflix. What's this next clip? I don't even know what this next one's going to be about. So we'll put it on. But the thing I love about her is it's the perfect combo. It's like she's made an awesome show before and she's a passionate Star Wars fan. And it's like she hasn't made anything like that you think Star Wars is like. And she's coming into it. So, so excited. Now, I'll pull this one up. I have no idea what this clip's about because for some reason my notes aren't telling me. But let's see.
I just love it. And then the announcement of your project with, if you guys haven't heard, Leslie is actually working on a
Here we go.
Series that I know we can't
just get too much in. Getting her to say something about it.
I know that it is female-led, right? And
she's nodding. She's nodding. Begrudging nodding.
Of the universe. So you're essentially expanding the universe as well, right?
Yeah, I would say it's in a pocket of the universe and a pocket of the timeline that we don't know much about. That's right. That's what I can
a pocket say. Of the timeline.
No, that's fair. The good thing about Star Wars is the lore can be extended forever. Have you been finding yourself kind of mapping out the way you did for Russian Doll?
Here we go. Oh yeah. I mean, very much so. I mean, listen, I was already a big fan of, you know, well, I would say, you know, of course, growing up, I was a huge fan.
All right. So if you're like, this show creator is going to get into Star Wars, and let's hope she gets it. She drops some bona fides right now.
Fan, but I would say, like, with the advent of YouTube, like, that was really when I started to get more into Star Wars again. Like, I started to get reintroduced, like, because I was in my early 20s during the prequels. They, you know, I went to see them all opening, you know, night because I needed to know what happened, you know, like, but I would say that I didn't really immerse myself in the same way that I did when the original trilogy was touching me as, like, a kid, you know, because then I was reading, like, Heir to the Empire and Timothy Zahn books and, you know, like, I was, like, kind of getting into it a little bit more as a teenager. I kind of put it down, you know, as the prequels. I just didn't feel like I was the audience for the prequels, except that I was a Star Wars fan. So I was like, yay, great, the prequels. But it was really in the advent of YouTube that I started to get reinvested in Star Wars again and kind of realized, oh my gosh, there's this whole other world going on that I didn't realize. Like, and that's how I got introduced to Clone Wars and Dave Filoni and, like, you know, started to consume the comics and started to consume the video games in a way that I hadn't when I was younger. And I just got more into it in a way that I hadn't when I was running around my 20s as documented via Bachelorette. Like, you
I'm not gonna lie, I saw you totally different when you were like, these are my experiences. I was like, Bachelorette.
Alrighty. What's this clip?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm not even sure what this clip's going to be about either, but the other ones have been so good. For those that aren't watching, I've got a banner going along the bottom of the screen. One of us. One of us. One of us. Because... the chat is they're fired up. It's kind of cool that that just hearing an interview with someone is just it gets you so excited to see what they're going to come out with. All right, let's see what this one holds.
You know, and it was just around, you know, as you know, that's just around the time that of the Disney acquisition.
Did I just play this clip?
Force Awakens. Like, it was like I just got back in just as we were going to start
getting
more Star Wars. So, so it was very, yes, but to answer your question about starting, like, let me see if I can find it. It's usually right next to me. Oh, it's back.
Ah, here we go. This is.
Yeah, let me see. I'm excited. I love backgrounds and research. Yes.
I have my old one here. This is the older one, but with like the line drawings. But so every pitch starts here. Where are we?
I love that.
She's holding up the Star Wars Atlas.
Literally, like I'm actually shocked it's not usually here, but like it starts with where are we? Like where are we? You know, like because I think that is how I always anchor myself within.
Leslie Headland, you are just Sam Carey is referencing the attention to detail. That's it's not everything, but it helps. And she knows how to tell a story. Now there is one more clip that has sort of been misinterpreted because some people are thinking that perhaps it could be Dr. Aphra that she is writing for, which I don't really see where maybe the martial arts rumor would. I'd be up for it. It would be incredibly good. But she references Indiana Jones in this bit, and I feel like she's doing it to reference the map, not the actual style of the show. And I've seen some film sites sort of saying that maybe this is a hint it's Dr. Aphra, because Dr. Aphra is an archaeologist like Indy. So let's go to this clip. And again, if you want to watch the full interview, it's 45 minutes. It's terrific. And look up Fantastic Frankie on YouTube.
Really going on a literal journey. you know, like when we were pitching, we did, I don't think this is telling you too much, but we'll tell you later, I guess. But when we were pitching, I had my designer create like, you know, literally that Indiana Jones, like, and then we go here, and then we go here, like the little dotted red line, like, you know, like this is our journey. This is where we're going. Because that's all I got.
Yeah.
Did I answer any questions?
You definitely, and I think you showed your care for the world.
Yes.
Which I think is important. And at the end of the day, Star Wars is a journey series, show, like the whole enterprise is about the moving and traveling and the different sites. So I absolutely, as a nerd, I love to see that you have an atlas.
Very true. I think we all enjoy that. I think we all enjoy that. There's a little bit of talk in the chat between about whether, you know, Leslie Headland, obviously a very passionate Star Wars fan, that compared to like Tony Gilroy, who has come out and said he's not that into Star Wars, who's doing the executive producing the Cassian series after he came in and kind of directed all the reshoots for Rogue One. And someone said, Stephen Marin says, an outsider can be more objective. And they can. I think it's a balance. And the proof is in the final product. Rogue One was such a good film in the end. You know, with those two directors not really working together, but the product of both their work. And so someone that is coming in as an outsider can do a sweet job, but then to have someone that knows how to make just like this Russian Doll show is, it's unlike anything I've ever seen. It's, I guess if anything, it Groundhog Day, but it is so much more complex than that. So terrific. Leslie Headland. She also, I wonder if I can fast forward to that bit. If I can find it, maybe. Maybe I've gone past it, but you check out the interview. She talks about how, like, she actually watches Star Wars YouTubes and stuff like that. And she said how once the word got out and she's watching all her Star Wars YouTubes and it started showing her face, it was like, she made this great analogy of, like, it's when you open up your phone and it's on the cameras on your face and you're like, yeah. And she had to turn it off. So, Leslie Headlin. So thrilled to have her working on some Star Wars for us. I will finish up with, I got from Hasbro, the Monday, Mando Monday. Oh, if you're in Australia, check out the Australian, New Zealand Star Wars Facebook, because I recorded some stuff for Mando Mondays. So you can see a video with me and a couple other Star Wars fans fanning out about all the new merch and all that stuff. And if you watch it, it's like a 13-minute video, and there's details on how you can win everything that we play with. So go check that out on the Australian Star Wars Facebook. It's also the videos up on my Instagram as well. But this week's Mando Mondays, the Hasbro announcements are pretty light on, but if you're a helmet collector, it is a golden day. We've got the Star Wars Black Series Stormtrooper, the Remnant Stormtrooper, so a dirty, scraped up Stormtrooper, and then for the helmet collectors, the Black Series Mandalorian helmet, which it's got electric things, it's got a light, I know, it's got a little torch on the side, but it looks pretty dope. And I know a few people were giddily talking about how they'd just gotten theirs. So if you're into the helmets, Thiana Ravindra says in the super chat, what's a guy got to do to get a Black Series Darksaber? Well, I just told you, you go to the Star Wars Facebook page, the Australian New Zealand one, and you enter and you can get one for free. So appreciate you asking, because it helped the plug. David Lozano says he bought two helmets. Man, this is so the way. You know, once you put it on, you're not allowed to take it off. So look forward to that. Hey, thanks for watching or listening. And if you are listening to this on the normal sort of iTunes feed and you would like to have these daily news updates in your headphones, it is just $3 a month. You get a RSS feed that plugs into your podcast app of choice, whether you use the Apple one or Downcast, whatever. Plug in the address. All the podcasts come down every day, just like a normal podcast. No fuss and little to no muss. And you get all the bonus shows. That's for $3. If you want to go up to $5, you get all that, plus a sticker pack that will have 10, probably more. I get pretty generous stickers. Or if you want stickers and a T-shirt, for just 1 month, $10 support will get you one of the tees from merchostore.com of your choice. And for some reason, Kieran Dodrell wants to know how long this show has gone on for. Doesn't it tell you on YouTube? But it's 44, it's almost 43 minutes. So if you want, I try to cover a gamut of things that if you're not on social media all day or skimming YouTube, I can bring it to you. But I do know what Kieran's leading me to. I totally missed it, buddy. I totally missed it. He wanted to know how long this podcast has gone for.
Long enough.
So we will wrap it up. Thanks, buddy. Make sure you help out that algorithm and have a good day. Until tomorrow, same time, 4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 7 p.m. on the East Coast, other places at other times. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.